Some questions have been with humanity for as long as time itself. Why are we here? What happens when we die? Is there intelligent life on other planets? Important, meaningful questions that deepen our understanding of the human condition. And some questions are completely pointless, dependent on emotions, and silly. How many ice cubes is the perfect amount for a soda? Does triple cheeseburger mean three patties or three different types of cheeses? Does the staircase go up or down? Unimportant, meaningless questions that don't really add anything. Join us as we seek the answers to the second type of questions. This is a show that will leave you wondering, who asked?
Who asked?
Okay. Okay, sick. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Who Asked? This is season two of Who Asked? 2023, new year, new season, as it goes. When we were recording this episode initially, the equipment failed and lost all of our recording, and then so we had to re-record. Instead of having a specific topic, we chose to just keep the conversation flowing so we wouldn't lose that. But as it turns out, the intro also got cut off where I initially made this disclaimer. So, yeah, this is episode of Who Asked. I hope you enjoy. It's very random, but as you know, always still fun. Yeah.
Like, was drew fan art of shipping two characters and posted it to Reddit. Well, I guess it's Reddit, so. And then they posted it to the Uncharted subreddit. That's what I think it was. I never played it. But then there were so many people harassing her for drawing the two female characters, and there was so much harassment, and she had to delete the post, and it was so sad.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Yeah. Okay, does anyone know about the Needle Cookie Undertale incident?
No. What? Explain to us.
Okay, so this person made fan art of, like, was it two characters kissing or something in Undertale? And
normal fan art.
It's normal. This person is really upset. So the person who drew the fan art went to this convention. They were given a cookie by their fan. Also, mm-hmm. by the way, I think the person who was drawing it was, like, under 18.
Yeah, a kid.
And so this guy comes up and goes, yo, I'm a fan of your work, and gives them a cookie. They eat it. And I don't know if they ate it or if they didn't eat it, but there was a needle inside that cookie. That person was apparently a grown person.
They were that
who
upset.
Was upset about someone just drawing fictional characters kissing.
Was the person okay?
Probably.
They're probably fine.
Yeah. If they did bite into it, it probably would have hurt because not
or
nice.
Or just like bite down in the metal and been like, how? Okay.
Yeah, but they actually tried to harm them.
Could that kill someone?
If
you swallow, it's not good. Yeah, bro. Thanks. What the? Okay. So, I'm not in a lot of, like, fandoms usually because of fear of getting bullied at school.
Yeah.
But, like, to my understanding, just, like, seeing other fandoms, like, drawing two fictional characters in love or, like, and romanticizing them is a normal part of fandoms.
I mean, yeah, it happens a lot, and it's not like an issue.
Did they explicitly do it because they made the characters gay or just because they made them in love?
I don't remember. I think it was just...
So they just didn't like the sexualization of it.
But there was no sexualization. Yeah.
Kissing is sexual.
It wasn't because it was gay.
No, I was what I was talking about. It. There was no... It was just them having a picnic when I... In my story. Well, the person's story.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, some fan art or some, like, fanfics aren't necessarily of that thing, but, like, it's so normalized that, like, I don't think you have to go to the extreme of trying to harm them by putting a needle in the cookie. It's, like, overkill.
It's just kind
of...
It's just art.
Yeah, like, literally.
Like, in that case of just them just kissing, it's, like, there's not really... There's no, like...
Yeah, it's not, like,
just,
super inappropriate.
They're just kissing. And it's, like, everyone... Like, a lot of people on the planet do that anyways. And it's, like, you wouldn't be, like...
You're
there's real and you're kissing.
Kissing in public.
Hey,
stab.
Both of you, you want some cookies?
Take the cookie.
Another example of, like, the... Well, there's also the thing with... people denying that a character is gay, even if they obviously are, like, even if it's stated or something.
Yeah, like, in the description of the character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, in Splatoon, it's pretty much, it's headcanon, but a lot, there's, like, heavy implications that the two of the female characters are together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there, I saw this comment section where somebody was saying, they're not gay, and they were complaining that it wasn't canon, but the thing is, they probably would still complain if it just became canon, like if they confirmed
it's not
it.
It's not the issue.
An example of show don't tell.
Not to mention.
Character literally turns to camera, hello, I'm in love with this character. I am gay.
they're probably not.
Probably. Yeah, so that's a lot. That's a thing. Censorship, especially for lesbian couples, that's a thing I see a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes, so it is getting more normalized in shows to have same-sex couples and or marriage. You know, the first time I ever saw that in a show was actually Modern Family when I was like 5. But I got really into like nostalgic toys recently, and I was like looking at a deep dive, and like one of the main characters was supposed to be gay and like have a partnership with another one, and that relationship would develop over the series. And the producer of it pitched that to the company, the place that was actually producing the show. And he's like, yeah, I think it would be really healthy if I could develop this and like show to little girls that like this is normal and it's okay if you meet people like this. And maybe you feel like this, or maybe you know people like that. And basically the company was like, we do understand that what you're doing is good intentions, but we don't want to take that financial risk.
Mm-hmm. Of that's having sad.
It. And yeah. So it sucks that like sometimes that won't be in shows that you watch because it's too much of like a quote unquote financial risk, because yeah. Capitalism has such a chokehold.
Mm-hmm. What's really annoys me is that the two officers in Gravity Falls. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm very I'm pretty sure they're canon, but they were supposed to be together, but mm-hmm. then Disney was all like, nope.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah,
especially with like Disney shows, you'll see like queer characters, and they'll be like main characters, and then it's like, all right, let's have a new season, and it's like, haha, no.
Just happy the Owl House exists.
Yeah, Owl House is good.
I think the Owl House,
didn't they
to
almost
my knowledge,
get canceled?
They almost did.
I keep on hearing.
They didn't get canceled.
I swear, I see another new video every week where it's like the Owl House is getting canceled, and then it's like,
they never do. It's a really good show. Solid.
Yeah, they also normally they'll usually like have a relationship that like develops over time, and it's
it's not.
But everyone complains about it being like shoved in their face, but that's just because they get it.
Exactly.
And they get the whole season, they just go boink.
It's not like one episode. Not like they're faking it to get like wokeism. Like we're profiting off of
it's
gay.
Just, they have two characters
like,
that they're like, what if
these
they were
characters should be together?
Yeah, it's
like,
a difference.
Organic.
Yeah, there's a difference between like it just being like it's, I don't know. Like it's sometimes if. It's just their one personality trait, personality quotations, because it's not really a personality trait. It's just how someone is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other difference where it's like, no, it's just another person. Like, they just like this person.
I think I have a take. Basically, the people who say, it's getting shoved in my face, they're pretty egotistical.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't be in this. If you're scared, you're not going to be in the spotlight for like a second.
But also, it's like usually when they say it's shoved in their face, it's just because it is presented to them. But then you could have that. It's like it's such a weird argument because it's anything
like
can be shoved in your
face.
The straight
and you just say couple is also shoved in my face.
Like, OMG, I looked on the news and there was an article. I can't believe they're shoving it in my face. It's like, okay, well, they just put something up and you watched it.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's like if you don't your want own it, personal opinion that it's being shoved in your, especially when it's either like a minor character or like doesn't affect that story too much. Like with the new Lightyear movie, they had the main character's best friend got married to a woman, and I think there was like a kiss on the cheek or something. I watched that movie. I swear to God, it was important, but it was so just like not impactful to the story that like if you blinked, you could have missed it, you know? And people are like, I'm not going to let my children watch that movie because it is bad representation in our household. I'm like, it's just people, bro.
They're going to be surprised when they go outside and they see people, like, they're just two guys holding hands. And I'm like, they're real?
I'm going to – I think that the way that – I think it boils down to a lack of empathy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you not realizing that –
you can't see
like,
other people just, be happy.
Yeah, it's like looking at that and not realizing that it's, like, the reason they're in love is just because they are. They're, like, it's not about some weird thing. They're just
– they're not out
they
to
just
get
like
you.
People.
Yeah. Honestly – those people, they don't know about you. They don't care about you. Mm-hmm. Especially like, when you're acting like that. They don't care at all about you. So, like, why would they do that just to...
Yeah. It's like they're doing it because they just like each other. Like, the same reason you like women is going to be the same reason that other girl likes women. It's just because she does.
Yeah,
like,
I don't...
Like,
it's, okay.
It's not like... And there was this, yeah, sorry.
Okay, there was this... I don't know why, but this thought kind of, like, bounced in my head. I remember hearing about an Amazon movie... where it was literally like in a world where the Bible is illegal.
Wait,
2025.
2025, yes.
It's so dumb. I heard it was actually just a lot of, it was just like rant.
Propaganda.
Oh, yeah. Ranting and masking is required. And like, it was such a.
That's like their doomsday.
Yeah.
Everybody has to wear a mask and there's no more Bibles.
Okay. My favorite part is when they said communism is all over the place.
Yeah.
Totally.
It was so funny. I also heard about that movie that's their doomsday is.
It's not even that bad.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, it's like just, I mean, the world is already as bad. It's already so bad the way that it is.
Masking was not that bad.
Masking
bro.
Was like, just it like, kinda, oh, cool.
It was
now
only miserable.
It's like wearing glasses.
It was actually only miserable when I was at my job and I was like outside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. If you're in like summer heat.
Yeah. I wear my glasses. So I just took them off.
But I suppose if you're up north.
Yeah.
Just kept the mask on.
The only time it was annoying is whenever I had one that was ill-fitting because it was early in the pandemic. So the only thing I could get was like the handmade cloth ones.
And then I found the mask that I liked and was comfortable with and then I just kept wearing it. It wasn't that much of an issue. I got used to it in about, 3 hours?
Yeah. My sister has to wear... a mask to school today because something's wrong with her eye. It's in Japan. It's custom to wear a mask when you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I kind of dropped the mask. My parents let me drop the mask a while ago.
Same with
I kept wearing my mask for a little while after, but stopped.
Yeah, once I had gotten double vaxxed after like a few weeks I chose to not wear it to school because I felt comfortable but if I did feel sick I would put it
on. That's the thing with me.
Mine was definitely for the safety of others for sure.
It was weird how people were like, oh well, the mask doesn't protect you. I'm like, okay, so let's say you get it and then you go in a room with a bunch of your loved ones and who are like, imagine all your friends suddenly become like like their immune system shut down and you're like, I'm not wearing a mask because it doesn't protect me.
Yeah,
and then you
like
cough on all
so
of them.
So selfish.
Oh,
it's like, yeah, it's to protect other people, not just you.
Exactly.
Okay,
if everyone wears a mask, then it'll
then
protect
you're protected.
You.
Yes. It's like,
yeah. Of course. All or nothing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, of course people forgot about it. I kind of forgot about it too a little.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's kind
I'm kind of ashamed to
I guess
admit.
It kind of showed like how many people were either, like how many people just everywhere, well, I guess mainly U.S., we're just kind of like selfish and didn't really care.
Yeah, I went to HEB and you could really see the people that stood out.
It was more about like how comfortable you were instead of how much it was like protecting others.
It was literally something. This literally sounds like a plot to a dystopian movie where it's like in the future you can tell if someone's selfish just by something they wear.
Yeah,
funny story. When I got COVID, the booster shot was released, but I wasn't allowed to take it for another 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months go by. I'm like, it was my mom and I. I'm like, we haven't gotten our shots, so we had to get our shots. I didn't get them till December.
Mm-hmm. I got my booster,
shot, not like the normal one, but the booster, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my booster. When did I get my booster? I got my booster last month. But yeah, shocking. It took my parents a while to get it. I double vaccinated super quick, as soon as possible. But then the booster, I was like, oh yeah, we do have to get that. I forgot.
Yeah,
I think I got my fourth one like a couple months ago.
I don't think I got. Wait, okay. Has anyone here in here gotten COVID previously? I'm not asking, like...
I got COVID last year this time.
Like, who has been able to avoid it? Because I've been able to avoid it.
I've avoided it until, like, till the first home game.
Actually, and then,
The Saturday, I started having symptoms at the first...
I had a COVID scare.
I guess technically it was
flu and also just allergies.
I mean, I guess technically you could have it and be asymptomatic. But
I got COVID. But at least I got to stay home all day and play the Splatoon 3 demo.
I got COVID January 2021, so like literally a year ago. Wow. Because we went on vacation. It's been a year.
You said 2021. That's 2 years ago.
Oh my god.
2022. Sorry. Oh my god. It was last year. I had just gotten into a relationship, and I spent my first day in a relationship sick at home, and I was like, sucks. Ugh.
What if you said 2022 and I'm just wrong?
I know I said 2021 on accident. Okay. But I went on a trip with my family for New Year's, and we went to New Mexico, and like everything was safe. Like we barely went out, and then my dad started to feel sick, and I was like, oh, that's not good. And then I go back to school, and because my dad was like having weird symptoms, and he thought that he had COVID, and then he gave it to me, I'm assuming. And I like went to school that next day. I think it was like January 3rd or something. That's today,
honest.
No way. And I like was doing my WAP homework when I got home, and I fell asleep in my binder, sitting up straight, like taking notes. And my mom went, "You're not going to school."
Okay, today's
your what homework?
Oh, hey, today's my buddy's birthday.
My WAP.
One year.
I wish I could say names on the podcast. I just want to do a shout out.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Happy birthday, whoever you are.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to Alex.
A lot of my friends have January birthdays. I think I have 4 different friends that each have a birthday in January. 2 of them are on the same day.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's interesting. Did you know I forgot how many people, but like at a certain amount of people, you have a 50% chance that two of them have the same birthday.
Yeah, I've met 2 separate people with my same birthday.
I think it was a room with, I don't know how many people.
I think it was 50.
50?
I forgot. That was the video I watched a long time ago.
I think there's 1 month where, I saw a statistic where it was like Virgo, the star sign Virgo, which is like late August to late
September.
Yes. And it's like that's the most popular birth sign because it's 9 months after New Year's.
For me, it's funny. I was supposed to be born on August 25th, but yeah. I was born 2 days early, which means I was a Christmas.
I was literally going to ask, Christmas like, baby. Wait a second, 9 months after, okay, wait.
My birthday is in October, yeah. And 10 minus 9 is 1.
Actually, I don't think I want to calculate this. I don't want to figure out the...
No, I did it, so
I don't want to find out my conception
mine was
date.
Right around February, and my mother's birthday is in February.
Oh, no.
So... I really like my birthday. I like October.
Oh yeah, I had my birthday in November. I had it the Saturday after Thanksgiving this year, and so I'm like I was born on Friday, so I was a Black Friday baby.
Nice.
But sometimes my birthday is on Thanksgiving, and that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Big dinner and presents.
True. Yeah, it's yeah we, but the like in 2019 when it was on. Was it on Thanksgiving in 2019 or 2020? I can't remember. But anyway, I had cake and Thanksgiving and presents, and it was so cool. Of course, like I said, like we said earlier, Thanksgiving is mid, but...
Yeah, I don't really like the food, but, like, yeah. Stuffing. I like the holiday. Mashed potatoes is my favorite because I make the mashed potatoes, and I make it, like, really garlic.
I like ham.
Ham garlic. Is super good.
I never thought about garlic.
I love ham. I don't really like I don't really like turkey. Turkey is good in gravy.
Unless you get the one that's like deli. Because for some reason that's like it tastes good. But like the when deli? You actually just straight up cook it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not
good. I like juicy meats. Like not exactly. Dry meats, but
I
like
chicken. Chicken, like good chicken. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's homophobic homophobic fast food.
Just so
this
entire thing is I guess has had a theme of just
gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we already have that theme before though?
I don't know.
50% of this room is gay.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah.
Real?
For real, well, for not real. Unless it's going to be 75, Alex.
Yeah.
No?
Well, what? Sorry. I'm glad that you guys...
I mean, I don't know if I'm straight.
Well, gay.
So I felt bad because I was like, I really hope we're talking about it appropriately because I don't want to make, like, because some people might not even care about people's opinions.
I also, okay. Maybe I should.
He muted himself.
Okay. Well, I'm good.
I don't know if I'm straight. I don't know if, okay, I honestly don't know.
I don't have an identifier.
I count as bi-curious, I think.
I'm
just kind of like.
At the same time, I don't entirely know.
I hate people at our school, so I think that's why I struggle. Because I was like, yeah, women are pretty, but I would never date any girls at our school.
I don't date anyone.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Because most of my female friends are just friends.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just.
Maybe you're just you.
Maybe you're just. Yeah. Alex Jones.
His name is pretty close.
Alex Rose, Alex Jones.
You know the chemicals that made the frogs gay? I heard of it. It's pretty tasty.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know chemtrails were tasty. I'm going to have to try some.
Oh no.
So about how high do airplanes go?
High enough.
However high, how am I supposed to get that high in the air? I just need
stilts.
Go in the plane.
Oh
and
yeah,
then you skydive.
Yeah, I need the.
Do those delicious chemtrails. Do a DB Cooper.
Yeah, pull a DB Cooper. Just like demand $20,000 and then
jump off a plane
and then just be like, "Yo, can you extend the little stairs?" And then they'll be like, "Okay," and then you just disappear. Nobody knows where you went.
Oh, I actually wonder what happened to him. What did?
That's what I call a good question.
That was a very
like,
good question.
The reason it's called, that's an unsolved case.
I wish there's things that unsolved. Okay, when you die, there should be like a thing where it's like, here are all the unsolved things. Here's all the answers. Did you figure it out?
Did you?
It's a quiz.
How many unsolved things
it's
did you
a
figure
test.
Out in your
It's just a test.
Oh, my
life?
God.
Did you figure it out?
Oh, my gosh. I just spaced out for like a whole minute there. Dang.
I hate when
Alex
like,
was funny.
Yeah.
Spaced back in. Alex made a joke. What?
What? I hate that when like.
I feel like there's people that genuinely are like, DB Cooper is a time traveler or something. There's like so many time travel things I've seen where it's like, this person's carrying a phone in the 18th century. This is a time traveler. In fact, it's just someone carrying a brick or something.
Yeah, it's
like. I think she was literally scratching her face.
Yeah.
She was scratching her face. And then it was like. It's like, imagine you go to the 18th century and you're holding a cell phone. Imagine, and you're like talking into it. People are going to look at you and be like,
yeah, which they're going to burn you at the stake.
True.
Oh my God, I keep spacing out.
They're
going to
burn you because if I was in the 18th century, I would get burned at the stake.
Yeah.
Because, well. You know what's so funny, bro? That, like, women aren't allowed to be smart. If she is, she's a witch, which kind of slay. But the way they would test if she was, it's like, if she floats, she's a witch. If she drowns, she's a human. You're killing her both
that's
ways.
Like, oh, like, you know what? That's like, you know, that's like, you gotta tell if your shiny Charizard GX is real or not. If it's one texture, it's fake. If it's the other texture, it's real.
It's like, I'm not going to rip it.
What? Also, like, the thing and that's confused me is, like, okay, so, like, what are you going to do when they survive? They're going to be pretty mad at you.
They're going to burn you at the stake. So either it's way, like, you die, and therefore, thou shalt not be a witch in ye olden days. Wasn't that a plot point in WandaVision, or am I wrong?
I think,
She was a witch, right? The like neighbor turned out to be a witch, correct?
Yeah.
She was
and
like
then,
burned at a stake.
No. She was like she had like magic people. They're like, we're absorbing the magic off
she's
you.
She's purple, right?
Yeah. She was like, they're like, we're taking away your purple, and she's like, no, I'm taking my purple back from you guys. And
that's so funny. It's like a little kid's book. I'm gonna take away your purple. No, I need my purple.
Purple.
Did you guys ever read that book? Okay, so I went to a different elementary school because I moved in the second grade. But I remember the one book they would read to us every year was about, like, taking people's kindness out of their, like, pills.
Yeah.
Like, pill as in bucket.
Oh, that one.
Like, don't dip into other people's bucket. And then every year we had to color a spoon or something.
That one I actually really liked, but I don't remember the spoon part.
Have you guys read this book called Cat in the Hat? Oh, that one, that's fire.
Dude,
no,
that's ham,
fire, bro.
Have you read a book called Everyone Poops?
What?
That's an actual book.
That is a book. I almost bought it because I thought it was funny. But then it was,
I had
it.
It was like, look at this
book,
elephant. It poops.
Okay,
look at this bear.
Okay,
it poops.
Although
it was adult man.
I must say, Dr. Seuss is fire.
Dr. Seuss is fire.
He's very fire.
Isn't he dead?
He's also dead. Yeah.
He's been dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Was fire.
Do you know that his name isn't actually Dr. Seuss?
It's Seuss.
No, I don't know. It's just like that. I remember that was like a fun fact that my teacher told us every time we read one of her Dr. Seuss books. She'd like tell him his real name. Like, you know how like singers, they have fake names? Like,
yes.
Drake is actually Aubrey.
What?
Aubrey Drake something.
Huh.
Oh, wait.
I didn't know that was an ambiguous name. I always thought it was
doctor?
A girl's name.
Did he get a doctorate in something? Or is he just Dr. Seuss?
Oh, wait. There
yeah, no, he doesn't actually have a doctorate, I don't think.
Well,
I'll Google
in our
it.
Hearts, he has a doctorate.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Oh, have you seen, like, the bars on those beanie boots on the beanie boo tags? I'm talking about the rhymes on the beanie boo tags. You know those? No one?
No.
Okay, so basically the beanie boos, they have these tags, and they have this cute little two-line rhyme thing, and It's really cute, and I liked in sixth grade. I liked calling them bars. Like, look at these bars. You know, that was a thing.
Bars.
Oh, okay. So Dr. Seuss. I was right. He was saving his real name for this great American novel that he intended to write, allegedly. And then, in front of it, the doctor is like a nod to his father that wanted him to study medicine. So he was never actually a doctor. He just went by Dr. Seuss. Which I don't think you can legally do, can you?
I don't know.
Like, Joe Biden's wife is Dr. Biden because she has a doctorate.
I don't think you can actually do that, but I guess he's
survived
anyways.
I don't think it's illegal,
but
I think it's, like, disrespectful or something.
I think if you, like, have an official document, you can.
No.
Addressed him as Mr. Dr. Seuss?
I guess calling yourself doctor
might
be illegal.
Maybe it's, maybe it's like, giving medical advice.
Yeah, you can't do that, but, like, I will. Yeah, you can't address him as Dr. Seuss. It would have to be Mr. Dr. Seuss. Because doctor is not the... I'm thinking too much into this.
So I think it's legal to call yourself doctor when you aren't. But it's just disrespectful
advice.
To call, like, a doctor mister.
Hmm.
Yeah, because you earn...
Yeah.
You earn the title doctor
after eight grueling years.
Okay, yeah,
school.
It's not illegal. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dr. Seuss would be in some deep doo-doo.
I mean, he's dead. I don't know what...
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did he die? Didn't he die young?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Died of old.
I'm googling too much. I haven't thought about Dr. Seuss in so long.
I mean, you always hear about like old being like a cause of death, but like it's probably like a disease or something, like something really scary.
March 2nd,
2001. Because it's like, I don't know. It's more peaceful to think like, oh, they died from
1991.
He had an affair. I thought. Did he have an affair?
I don't know.
I remember. Okay.
Didn't he write some?
I guess it's more peaceful.
A lot of people have affairs.
I guess it feels nicer to say, "Oh, they died of old," instead of "they died from dementia," because like
they died of old. Let's not think about the dementia. He couldn't remember his child.
No.
I'm really curious. He wrote like 60 books. I don't know. Died. It just said that he died. Didn't say how he died. His signature is kind of super cool.
I don't think, like, everyone wants, like, if someone dies, you probably wouldn't want to tell everyone, yo, they died because I gave them too many pills.
Yeah, but I do want to know that, actually.
Wait,
yeah.
What? Where did that come from? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what?
Okay, I'm getting tired. Oh, my God.
maybe because the lights are off.
Yeah, maybe we should turn on the lights.
I would get flashbang.
Good
my eyes
morning.
Would hurt.
Good morning.
Flashbang going on.
We just turned on the lights.
It's morning time, bro.
It's 1:10, by the way.
Yeah, that's okay.
How long do we have? 10 minutes?
Yeah, we have another 10 minutes.
Let's talk about something.
Let's talk about something good that we can wrap up. We've talked about Dr. Seuss, Disney.
We talked about Disney, Dr. Seuss, and gay.
Yeah.
And gay.
Okay. Here's my fan fiction. Disney and Dr. Seuss having a gay love.
What?
Disney and Dr. Seuss.
That is it. Wow. Okay. Okay.
Except Walt Disney is a real person too.
Yeah. Before we got our
that's the joke.
Okay. Before we got our last podcast chopped off, we talked about fan art and fan fictions, and I was like, it's normal for people to draw characters in a relationship, but I do think it's a little.
No, we talked about it in this one.
We did.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. No, it was today. Yeah,
but it was last one. It was like the last recording.
Yes, recording.
No, no, no. Okay. It was this recording.
I feel like it was this recording. I don't remember.
It was this recording. I remember.
No. Me and Avani are right. You guys are wrong.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, I do think it's a little weird whenever you take actual people and put them into relationships.
Oh, I hate that.
Because they're actual people. Yeah. If it's a fictional character, it's like...
You know, like you're practically writing your own story. If it's like real people, it's like you're kind of... Like you're taking a fictional story and then you're making a fictional story. But when you take real people, it's like...
It's like the Jaden animation sex odd ones out.
It made me really happy
when Jaden came out as Arrow Ace. Yeah. Particularly for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And also James got a girlfriend.
Yeah. It's like
good for him.
I kind of stopped watching his videos because he seemed more like, I don't know, like a business or something at some point.
I still like Jaden though.
I like both of them. I think one of the most biggest ones is the DNF, which is like Dream, who just recently did a face reveal, and George
Not Found.
That's where the NF comes from. And like those are two YouTubers, so they're not celebrities, but like
they both did say that was like they were okay with it at least. Yeah. That was still weird.
No,
well,
it's
I think
like,
they know their fans.
It's so uncomfortable.
Like,
I'll read something and underneath they're like, did he wake you up with a kiss on the forehead? Yeah. And I'm like, these are two grown men. How old are you? 14?
Yeah,
stop.
And it's like, are you okay?
It's just a weird phase that they'll grow out of.
Yeah. Hopefully. It's also, I feel bad for future partners that like.
Yeah.
In our podcast room, we have these foam boards and one of them is just weird.
It
might just be like sticking
up
there.
It's just
stuck. Floating.
Oh, is it stuck?
It's like floating.
No, this one.
No, it could be either one of the two. I don't know where it goes. I'll tell you. Actually. Wait, no, that'd be a red one. So it's supposed to go there. Yeah, that's supposed to go there.
Okay, okay.
That would be
whatever.
So weird to people listening. They're just like, it just suddenly stopped.
Oh, I feel bad for people that end up in relationships with them, that's just what they're going to have to deal with is a lot of hate. Because, I feel like, let's do a hypothetical. If you, Michael, were like a famous Twitch streamer and you constantly streamed with Alex and people were like, Alex and Michael, and they started shipping you together, and then you roll up and you start dating another person, and you're like, hey, this is my partner. They're gonna be like, what? Why not him? What? Because that happens to people.
That happens.
Did you hear about the streamer
friends?
Who lost? Did you hear about the streamer who lost half her fan base because she introduced her boyfriend on stream?
Ooh,
no
dumb.
Way! Really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's like
it's like you can't see her happy.
It's like, really? You're not exactly what was imaged in my mind, and you actually have like.
A real life, an actual personal life.
If this becomes famous enough, a message to anyone who tries to ship me, I will find you, hunt you down, strangle you in your sleep until the last thing you breathe is the air of pure anger.
I don't think you should be making threats on here.
No, there's a lot of threats.
Yeah.
I've been shipped in real
life.
Yeah,
but no one's actually
going to
do that.
It ruins friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
You're best friends with somebody, and just because they're of the opposite gender or, like, preference, you're like, you guys should date. For, like, 3 months, I was told that me and this person should start dating, and it ruined our friendship.
Oh,
like,
that's so
we're
sad.
Not, yeah, we're not as close anymore, because I was like, you're a really good person, but I don't want to eat lunch next to you or be around you as much because people think that we're dating
and
we're
and
not.
Weird. Even if it's
and I was young too. I was 13.
I feel bad now because like I did that to myself because I was like, oh, I'm friends with this person of the opposite sex, so does that have to happen?
Women aren't allowed.
And then I was like, wait, no, I don't feel any like anything.
Yeah, like
just platonic.
I would always be shipped because. me and my best friend would always get shipped together in elementary school, and it was like kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So I was like, guys, we're just friends. We
don't
made
make
it, clear
it
that
weird.
We're just,
like,
yeah.
We never thought of that, and now you're thinking of that. It's like they're forcing something onto you.
It's like, hey guys,
yeah,
short.
Yeah. But then that on a fan base level, where there's like
yeah.
thousands of people, you know?
Yeah, like Dream has 10 million.
Mm-hmm. And
he has 30 million.
I'm assuming George.
Wait, 30 million?
30 million.
I'm not keeping up with stuff then.
I just saw the face reveal.
Yeah, and I looked at that
I used to watch him, and then he got really. I watched him whenever he was famous, but then he got even more famous, and his content wasn't of the content that I enjoyed watching anymore, so I just stopped. And then I saw the face reveal, and you just see all these comments, and I'm like,
ugh. Yeah.
There was, what about, like, the how they were all like, eh, he's fine, eh, you know?
Yeah.
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 He does look normal.
He looks like a human.
I think
like
they meant
human.
Fine.
Yeah, he looks
half
normal.
Half of them meant fine in another way. Half of them were like, he looks like one of the people ever. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, this is a person that made his whole life on playing Minecraft, and you were expecting him to be a model?
Yeah, and it's like.
Yeah, no.
He is Emmett from
him
a
how
movie.
He expected him how I imagined him to look like. Some
basically.
White dude. Some white dude with brown
guy.
Hair. I thought he was
going
to be blonde, though.
Playing.
I did think he was going to be blonde.
Because he said he wasn't blonde, and I was like.
Oh, okay.
I knew. Also, you know, Minecraft YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
not
any.
The most hottest people in
yeah,
the world.
It's like, come on. Just
guys, are we going to end abruptly then?
Are we ending abruptly on this random episode,
I mean,
Alex?
Probably not this time.
Okay, I
Alex
guess not.
Jones?